Last August, we told you about a small, women-owned training gym in Olympia that was struggling to survive the pandemic. Athena Fitness and Wellness had opened its doors right before COVID struck. The timing could not have been worse. Now, as the state reopens, Athena's owners say big things are happening at their little gym. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has this update.
It's the noon hour at Athena Fitness, and co-owner Tiffany Kruger is teaching a lunchtime circuit class.
Nice and strong.
As the class of seven rotates through the different exercises, Kruger offers tips and words of encouragement.
Hip up, hip down. Good.
This is what Kruger wants to be doing, teaching fitness classes and building a space where mind and body health are the focus. But instead, for the last 16 months, she and her business partner have had to worry about how to pay their bills and whether their fledgling business could survive a global pandemic.
A year ago, we were really unsure that we would be here truly. Like, it was really scary for a little bit.
We first met Kruger last August. That was when she took to Instagram to express her frustration at Governor Jay Inslee's latest rules for indoor fitness studios and gyms.
And I have to say that I am freaking pissed.
The rules nearly tripled the required spacing between class participants.
We're unable to pay our bills with these mandates. That is the reality.
At the time, Kruger felt like her industry was being unfairly penalized for the recklessness of others. Kruger didn't know if she and her business partner could keep Athena Fitness going. But they persevered. They moved classes to online. They raised nearly $11,000 through a GoFundMe campaign. They got about $30,000 in grants and loans. They also got a break from their landlord. But Kruger says in the end, what got them through the pandemic was the support they received from their clients.
They have carried us through this entire year and believe in us, and we're doing big things.
Big things like ordering new equipment for their gym.
Oh my God, is it bikes? Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
This is video of Kruger recently surprising her business partner with a shipment of exercise bikes.
Yes!
While Athena managed to keep operating through the pandemic, many other fitness-based businesses did not. Blair McHaney chairs the Washington Fitness Alliance. He estimates 150 of Washington's 800 facilities closed. And while the recovery is underway, he doesn't think the bleeding is over yet.
So what we're seeing right now is things open, and I do think there's a great path forward for the fitness industry. For fitness operators, there's going to be a lot of closures still.
It's not just the fitness industry that was hard hit. Jennifer Fan is a professor of law at the University of Washington. She's co-leading a project to help minority and women-owned businesses survive and thrive post-COVID.
The pandemic disproportionately impacted minority-owned businesses and women-owned businesses more so than other communities.
Fan and her colleague have been offering trainings on the art of negotiation and also one-on-one pro bono legal consultations. She says demand is high for these services.
I wish I could say that I was more optimistic about the future, but unfortunately there's structural problems and structural inequities that have exacerbated the chance for survival that these companies have.
Back at Athena Fitness, the vibe is upbeat. Classes are filling again, and they're close to breaking even financially. As the final seconds of the class count down, Kruger cheers on her students and leads them in a cool-down stretch. If last year was about survival, she says this year is about the future and what's possible. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.